نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم، أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With the grace of Allah Almighty and through the wasila of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we gather in this sacred month of Muharram to remember the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the sacrifices of his blessed family and companions, radiallahu anhum. Firstly, I would like to extend my heartfelt congratulations to Minhaj Sisters UK, who have arranged this online session for us, and to all of the sisters who have worked so hard behind the scenes to help produce this online content for all of the sisters around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you immensely and bestow upon you more tawfiq to continue working in this manner. Ameen. Today we reflect on the life and legacy of Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra, salamullah alayha. She was not just a historical figure, but a living symbol of what it means to be a woman of dignity, a woman of strength, and a woman with a purpose. And why is this relevant for us today? Because everywhere we turn, whether it's online, whether it's in our classrooms, in our social spaces, we are flooded with different voices and different opinions telling us that this is what success for a woman looks like, or this is what freedom for a woman looks like, or this is how a woman should express herself. And even with all of these different opinions and different voices, we still question ourselves, who am I really as a woman? What should my identity be? And can I hold on to my faith whilst also chasing all of these successes? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a solution to this crisis of identity. In his final sermon, as narrated by Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, أَنَا تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ ثَقَلَيْنِ أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that I am leaving with you two weighty things. The first is the Book of Allah, in which there is guidance and light. So hold fast, adhere to the Book of Allah. And the second thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated is wa ahlu bayti udhakkirukumullaha fi ahli bayti udhakkirukumullaha fi ahli bayti udhakkirukumullaha fi ahli bayti. And the second thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says is the members of my household. He says, I remind you by Allah regarding my Ahlul Bayt. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this three times so as to emphasize the importance and the command to never neglect or never forget our obligation and our duty towards the Ahlul Bayt, to love them, to revere them, to follow in their path, and to seek an example in them. So when we are confused, and when we are tired, and when we are lost, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, go back to the Quran, go back to my family. And this is why every Muharram, we revisit the story of Karbala, and we reflect on Sayyida Zainab's strength, and her words, and her leadership, because we are meant to learn from her. Learn from her character, learn from the choices that she made, learn from her resilience, so that we get inspired to redirect our lives and repurpose our lives to become women of strength and women with purpose and women of dignity and courage and faith. Now, the two core personality traits or traits of Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha that were critical in making her the woman that she ended up becoming was, number one, her strength of iman and tawakkul, so her reliance on Allah Almighty and her trust in Allah's plan and for her family. And number two was her deep sense of responsibility, and not just to herself and her family, but to the ummah as well, to uphold and to represent and pass on the message of Islam with integrity and with dignity. And she knew that it would set a precedent for the Muslims to come in the future. So these two qualities, her strength of iman and tawakkul and her strong sense of responsibility, shaped her identity. And the message of today's session is that these two qualities must shape our identities as well. So we will first start with her iman and tawakkul and how that was shaped from her childhood. Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha, as we know, was the granddaughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She was the daughter of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha and of Imam Ali karamallahu wajhul kareem. She was born in the fifth year after Hijra, and when she was born, Sayyida Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha, who was the wife of Hazrat Ja'far bin Abi Talib, so she was the aunt of Sayyida Zainab, she said to Sayyida Fatima to Zahra, when Sayyida Zainab was born, that, "Oh Sayyida Fatima, this newly born girl resembles you perfectly, and it looks as if the beauty of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has appeared in the form of this baby girl." So these were the words of Sayyida Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha, just as Sayyida Zainab was born into this world. Then Sayyida Fatima and Imam Ali karamallahu wajhul kareem waited for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to return from a journey that he was on, so that he could come, he could see this baby girl and then name her Zainab. So for the first five years of her life, Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha was trained directly under the guidance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She acquired the basic tenets of Islam and her basic understanding of the morals and teachings of Islam. And it was during this time, under the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where she developed her ideological understanding of her deen, so her purpose and her objectives in life. And then under the intimate guidance of Sayyida Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha is where Sayyida Zainab acquired her strong spiritual discipline. And this is evident from the traditions that state that when Sayyida Zainab was still very young, she would stand with her mother, Sayyida Fatima Zahra, whilst she offered her tahajjud prayers and while she would make dua in the middle of the night. So she adopted this routine of consistently accompanying her mother during the night while she prayed her tahajjud prayer and while she would offer her supplications. So she was only 5 years of age at this time. And it is also reported that she would remain in a constant state of wudu during the day as well. So this is just a small glimpse of her formative years with her blessed mother, Sayyida Fatima Zahra. And then Huzur Sayyidi Shaykhul Islam, he explains that Allah Almighty had granted Sayyida Zainab a special wisdom through his divine inspiration at a very young age. And it is reported by Ibn Asakir, who is a great muhaddith, that once Sayyida Zainab was sitting in the lap of her father and he was teaching her. And Sayyidina Imam Ali, karamallahu wajhul kareem, he said to Sayyida Zainab, "Quli wahid." He said, "Say one." And so she uttered, "Wahid, one." And then Imam Ali said, "Now say two. Quli ithnain." And then Sayyida Zainab paused. She stopped. She didn't say to. And Imam Ali repeated again, say to, Quli ithnain. And she remained silent. And then he said it again, say to. And she remained silent. And then she replied, O my father, how can I say two with my tongue which has just uttered one, wahid? She's saying that my tongue has already declared one, so with the same tongue, how can I now say two? And out of happiness, Sayyidina Ali, he embraced Sayyida Zainab, and he realized how much wisdom Allah Almighty had bestowed upon her at such a tender age. That at that age, she was making a point to not in any way negate the oneness of Allah Almighty. And in another report by the scholars of hadith, it is narrated that once Sayyida Zainab asked her father, Imam Ali, do you love us? And she was asking about herself and her brothers, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim salam. And Sayyidina Ali replied, how can I not love you? You are a part of my heart. You are the fruit of my heart. And then she replied, Ya Abata, love is only for Allah and you should only have compassion for us. Now it's quite astonishing to hear these words from a young child. And they show not only that she was absorbing and learning these teachings from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from her blessed parents, but that she was actively thinking about these things even whilst doing mundane things like counting or spending quality time with her father. And her words and her behavior is not what some may think, just a child trying to be a bit clever. In fact, these were glimpses into the early development of Sayyida Zainab's self-identity. This was a glimpse of what her childhood was like, what she was learning, who she was learning from. And this is an incredibly important period in her life that would go on to lay the foundation for the woman that she would grow up to become. And secondly, I want to talk about her sense of responsibility and how that was formed at an early age as well. So when Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha was only 5 years old, Sayyida Fatima Zahra used to make her responsible for the affairs of her brothers, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam. So she would take responsibility for their affairs, for their clothing, their food, their activities. And then in addition to this, she also had a younger sister, Sayyida Ummi Kulthum radiallahu anha, whom she actually ended up raising as a mother because Sayyida Fatima Zahra passed away when Sayyida Zainab was only 6 years of age. So she literally became a little mother for her younger sister, Sayyida Ummi Kulthum. The reason I thought that this was important to mention here is because it demonstrates how her strong sense of responsibility as a child was forming. So she was tasked with taking care of her siblings and teaching them, caring for them, protecting them. And again, these formative years, these years of spiritual discipline and responsibility is what makes Sayyida Zainab the woman that she later became. And then in terms of her scholarship, many people from the Ahlul Bayt used to gain knowledge and learn the traditions of hadith from Sayyida Zainab, salamullah alayha. She was known to have a very strong command in the Arabic language and Arabic literature. And she was, of course, known for her authority and divine wisdom, which Allah Almighty granted her at such a young age. And so what we will see is that the strength of Sayyida Zainab's iman and her strong sense of responsibility as a child is what remained at the core of her identity as a woman. And this was nourished from a very young age. And this teaches us that our identity in this world is not defined as just being a woman or just being a mother or just being a wife or whatever career it is that we have. Instead, our faith, our iman, and the haya that we have for Allah Almighty must be the defining factor of who we are in this world, i.e. the foundation of our identity must be God-centered and not self-centered. And it is this God-centered identity that will give us the confidence and the courage to make the right decisions in our lives regarding our womanhood, regarding our careers as women, regarding making the right decisions about family or career, about setting boundaries relating to haya, and making that decision to finally wearing the hijab, or choosing to finally back away from that destructive friend group and create a new one and a healthier one, and so on and so forth. And often it's not the fact that we don't have the ability to make these right choices. In fact, the thing that stops us, or the thing that sort of comes in the way from us making all of those right decisions, is a powerful emotion that we all feel, and that is fear. Lack of self-confidence stems often from this belief that I may not be able to, or I am not capable, that I don't have what it takes to fulfill a certain role or to complete a particular task. And as a result of this fear, we miss out on so many opportunities in life that come our way, not because we weren't capable of doing them, but because we let fear stop us from doing them. And at the root of it, low self-esteem comes from focusing too much on ourselves, too much on our doubts and our worries, rather than simply focusing on the task at hand or the actual purpose of this decision that we have to make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran in Surah At-Talaq, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever is mindful of Allah Almighty, Allah creates a way out for him, and he gives him sustenance from a source which he could have never thought of. And whoever puts his trust in Allah, then Allah is sufficient for him. Now, this is a powerful reminder of what tawakkul is. Relying on Allah Almighty means I will do my best. I will take care of every worldly measure that I can. And I will put my effort in strengthening my iman and my knowledge, controlling my nafs, preparing for the afterlife. And then whatever comes my way in this world, whatever challenge that comes my way, I will be ready for it. I will remain steadfast and patient. And Allah is sufficient for me. So then I will leave the results and the outcome in the hands of Allah Almighty. That is tawakkul. And this God-centered mindset of Sayyida Zainab, salamullah alayha, meant that she never gave up. She never became intimidated or scared or humiliated during or after the event of Karbala. And as a result of her complete trust in Allah Almighty, as a result of her belief that Allah will manage her affairs for her, Allah Almighty granted her the strength and the power to speak the truth and the power to stand in the courts of tyrants, and the power to carry the message of Imam Hussein with dignity. Even if in that moment she felt she was unable to, that thought never came to her. Because what was more powerful was her trust and reliance in Allah Almighty. So let us now revisit those incidents of Karbala. In the aftermath of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his blessed family and companions, radiallahu anhum, the women of the Ahlul Bayt and Imam Hussein's only surviving son, Imam Ali Zainul Abidin, radiallahu anhu, were taken as captives, first to the court of Ibn Ziyad in Kufa, and then to Yazid's palace in Damascus in Syria. Now, upon reaching Kufa, the caravan of prisoners, which included Sayyida Zainab and her family, were presented to Ibn Ziyad, who was the governor of Kufa at that time. Now Sayyidah Zainab was sitting amongst all of the other maids and the ladies and dressed in normal clothes. And so when Yazid saw her, he asked everyone around, "Who is this lady?" And Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha remained quiet. She didn't say anything. And after a while, one of the other maidservants stood up and said, "This is Zainab, the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu." And Ibn Ziyad replied, "Praise be to Allah who has humiliated you and killed your family and proven your claims false." Now, instead of remaining silent, knowing that she and her family are quite literally at the mercy of these tyrants, she defended herself and her identity and who she was and what she stood for. And so she replied, "Rather, Allah has honored us and purified us. Indeed, it is only the wicked who are disgraced and the sinful who are proven false." And Ibn Ziyad said, "Did you not see how Allah dealt with your family?" So Ibn Ziyad is now trying to challenge Sayyidah Zainab's faith and her iman, that all these terrible things have happened to your family, i.e. what faith have you in a Lord who allows for your family to be killed in such a way? And her reply to this is what reflects her iman and her tawakkul. And she says, "Martyrdom was destined for them, so they went forward willingly to their place of martyrdom. Soon Allah will gather you and them together, and they, as in my family, will present their case against you before Allah's court." And what a powerful reply. Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha didn't in any way feel belittled or stumped or scared or humiliated. And that is precisely because of how powerful her trust was in Allah Almighty's wisdom, in His power and in His support. And so what we see here is that the confidence that Sayyidah Zainab had to defend herself and to protect her iman and her integrity was not grounded in herself. She wasn't thinking about herself. She wasn't thinking about, "Can I deliver this powerful reply? Will I be able to stand up in front of the governor of Kufa and defend the will of Allah Almighty? Or how will I muster up the courage and the words to say what I feel?" She didn't ask herself these questions. Instead, her confidence shifted from the self to Allah Almighty. So the lesson here is that having the courage to practice one's faith openly, publicly, and proudly, and having the confidence to set boundaries and to adhere to the Quran and Sunnah in front of those who try to shame us and try to embarrass us, that confidence is not about relying on our own limited abilities. Instead, iman teaches us to trust in Allah's wisdom, to trust in His power and His support. A believer knows that success doesn't come purely from just one's own personal talent. It comes from the will of Allah Almighty. And having reliance on Allah Almighty and on His divine wisdom, that whatever He has decreed for me, whatever He has instructed me to do, whatever He has told me to wear, to perform, it is the truth and it is the best way of life. It is this hijab and this abaya that I wear, this is the best code of conduct and way to dress. So simply believing in the divine decree and will of Allah Almighty gives us so much strength and confidence to tackle these hardships and challenges. Now, continuing with the caravan of the Blessed Family, the Ahlul Bayt now travels to the court of Yazid in Damascus. And once they arrive, Sayyidina Imam Hussein's daughter, Sayyida Fatima bint Hussein radiallahu anha, she addresses Yazid in his court. And she says, "O Yazid, you have made the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prisoners in your court." She says, "We are prisoners in your court today, Yazid." And after saying this, a man from Yazid's court stood up and said to Yazid and asked if he could take Sayyida Sayyida Fatima bint Hussein as a slave woman. And of course, without hesitation, Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha stood up and said to that man who made this request, "O liar, Allah Almighty has neither given this right to you nor to your king." And Yazid, angered by the words of Sayyida Zainab, replied, "You are lying. This is my right, and I will do as I please." And Sayyida Zainab again replied, "By God, this is not a right that has been granted to you unless you denounce our religion, Islam, openly and adopt some other religion." And Yazid, of course, outraged by this reply, stated, "O Zainab, you are addressing me with these words. Your father, Imam Ali, and your brother, Imam Hussein, are the ones who left the ambit of Islam." And of course, she didn't remain silent, and she replied again, "Your father and grandfather learnt Islam from the deen of my father and my brother." And she continued, "O enemy of Allah, you, not me, are the cruel, the unjust, and the oppressor." And Yazid was silenced. And that officer who had initially asked to take Sayyida Fatima bint Hussein as a slave woman asked Yazid again, and this time Yazid was not able to reply. And that was the power of Sayyida Zainab's words and her fierce defense of Islam and her family. Now, an important point that I want to make here is that at this moment in time, Sayyida Zainab was completely alone. Remember, she is a mother and a wife and a sister. And she's sitting behind the severed heads of her brother and her sons and her nephews. Yet she was still so strong, so capable and steadfast enough to defend the integrity of her family and her faith. And it's an important point here that she had no support at that time, no man to support her, no husband in sight. Because today, as women, we too often feel very much alone in these sorts of challenges and difficulties that we face. It is very easy to lose motivation and courage to defend our faith, to stand strong in what we believe in. And we also sometimes become afraid to be the first woman in our school or our workplace or even our family to wear the hijab. We too lack the courage sometimes to be the only woman in our social circle who chooses to prioritize raising a family and reducing her time at work. We too feel afraid to make certain lifestyle choices and set certain boundaries, afraid that we will lose our popularity amongst our friends or our family or our social circles. So Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha's position in the court of Yazid at that time really serves as a symbol of female strength, that it is indeed possible that when you are alone, especially when we are alone, to put those fears aside. It is necessary in these situations to forego the self and to forego all of those thoughts and those fears about whether I can defend my faith in front of those people who want to humiliate me or not. Those fears about what will people say if I wear the hijab? What will people say if I let go of this high-flying job to spend more time with my family? What will people say if I marry too early and jeopardize my career? What will my friends say if I stop attending their social gatherings that are filled with moral indecency and make another friend group who are more religious and practicing? These fears and these thoughts, they have to be thrown aside in order for us to protect our faith and our iman. And Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha teaches us exactly how to do that. And the answer is, as I mentioned earlier, is making this shift from the reliance on the self to reliance on Allah Almighty, strengthening our belief in the commandments of Allah Almighty and believing this to be the true and final religion, believing that what I wear, how I speak, how I dress, what I eat, where I go and don't go, these are all a part of my faith, Islam, what I believe in, that I embody and that I am proud of. Now, returning back to the court of Yazid, after Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha and the rest of the surviving members of the Ahlul Bayt were presented to Yazid in his court, he then commanded some of his officers to take the Ahlul Bayt back to Medina. And before letting them go, he had ordered some of the officers to give them some money out of pity. But of course, Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha refused. And again, she didn't just refuse silently, she again addressed Yazid in his court and said, "Oh Yazid, you have mutilated the pearls of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You have shed the holy blood of this blessed family. You are a fool to think that you still have hope that we will accept your help." I.e. she is saying, Yazid, you are a fool to think that you can buy our forgiveness. Now, Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha, she could have remained quiet. She could have shook her head and rejected the money. But there was always a reason, a purpose behind her speaking up. She knew that this was a critical juncture in Islamic history. She had the foresight and the wisdom to know that this day would be remembered and recalled by all Muslims till the end of time. So she wanted it known to everyone that no member of the Ahlul Bayt could accept a monetary compensation for this unforgivable crime that Yazid had committed. And she refused to let anyone pity her or her family. Instead, Sayyida Zainab wanted it known to the whole world that her and her blessed family's integrity was intact. So we see now what iman, tawakkul, and strong belief can do for one's confidence. Now I want to return to that powerful trait that we saw in Sayyida Zainab from her childhood, which was her deep sense of responsibility. We spoke earlier about how from a very young age, she would care for her siblings, she stood by her mother, took initiative in the household. But this quality didn't just disappear as she grew older. In fact, it manifested fully in the aftermath of Karbala. And if we think about it, the caravan of the Ahlul Bayt had no male leader left. The young Imam Zainul Abidin was severely ill and unable to take charge. So it was Sayyida Zainab, salamullah alayha, who rose with immense composure and guided the survivors and the prisoners and protected the women and the children and then represented the truth in the courts of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad and carried forth the message of Imam Hussein. Now that level of calm and that wisdom and that conviction didn't come overnight. It was a direct result of the responsibility that she had internalized as a young girl to protect and to lead and to serve and then to honor her deen even when she became older. So a message for us women today is that we too are given a responsibility by Allah Almighty, not to be perfect, not to be famous, but to represent Islam through our conduct, through our speech, through our modesty and through our principles. But sadly, many of us shy away from this and we say, well, I don't want to wear the hijab. What if I mess up? I don't want to look too religious. Maybe people will judge me if I do something wrong. Or I can't handle the pressure of being a representative of Islam. But this, my sisters, this mindset is flawed. It isn't a burden or it shouldn't feel like a burden. In fact, it is an honor. And Allah Almighty states in Surah Ali Imran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are the best community brought forth for the guidance of mankind. You enjoin righteousness, you forbid evil, and you believe in Allah Almighty. So it is a blessing to be counted amongst those who stand for the deen of Allah Almighty. And just like Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha stood with dignity and carried the message of truth through the ruins of Karbala into the courts of oppression, we too must stand tall in our own lives, even if our battlefields look a little bit different. So this sense of responsibility, just knowing that our actions reflect our deen, is not something to fear. It's something that should elevate us. It's something that should make us more mindful, more intentional, and more purposeful with our lives. So to conclude, the lesson that we learn from the life of Sayyida Zainab Salamullah Alayha is that being a woman in 2025, in this century, is certainly not easy, right? There is a wave of social and economic and political pressures to live and act in a certain way. And we are told that if we don't, we are unsuccessful in this life. And maybe that's true for a handful of women, but that is not true for us, Muslim women. We have a much greater purpose in our life. We are tasked with a huge responsibility by Allah Almighty to get to know Him, to find Him in this life, to attain His happiness and contentment in this life. And in order to do that, our identity, as in the things that make us who we are, have to be centered around Allah Almighty. So that means iman and tawakkul and having courage, and the responsibility has to be there at the core of our identity. So Sayyida Zainab Salamullah Alayha was not just a woman of the past, she is, as we can say, our guide. That no matter the trial, no matter the challenge, no matter how hard it is in that very moment, we have to have the courage and the confidence to carry our faith proudly, to speak the truth boldly, and to live our lives with purpose. May Allah Almighty grant us the strength and the ability to embody her example, for us to grow in our iman, to stand with courage, and to embrace our responsibilities as Muslim women. Thank you very much. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.